Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Outdoor Heritage Foundation of Alaska, the department's nonprofit partner organization, announced a special raffle for anyone hoping to visit the McNeil River State Game Sanctuary this summer. The McNeil River Sanctuary, located 100 miles west of Homer on the Alaska Peninsula, upwards of 144 individual brown bears have been documented as feeding on the sanctuary's tide flats and salmon streams during the summer, with as many as 74 bears observed at one time. The Alaska State Legislature set this area aside back in 1968 to protect the valuable resources there, and the Department of Fish and Game is working with the Alaska Board of Game in managing public access to the sanctuary to ensure the wildlife resources are protected and to assure a quality experience for those that are able to visit. Viewing the world's largest congregation of brown bears at McNeil River continues to be a highly sought-after privilege, with over 1,100 hopeful applicants vying for the few coveted permits issued by lottery each summer. And the 2021 season lottery, however, already is concluded and all permits have been issued. But to provide an additional opportunity and to raise funds to help support the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's programs, two additional permits will be offered through a raffle conducted by the Outdoor Heritage Foundation of Alaska. One winner will be selected and entitled to assign the two permits to whomever they wish, with certain limitations applying. The permit holders will be provided lodging in Homer and seaplane transportation to the sanctuary. Further information and online ticket purchases are available at the Outdoor Heritage Foundation of Alaska's website. And individual raffle tickets cost $20 or 6 for 100 and 40 for 500. Revenue generated from the raffle will help support conservation, including projects in the state, sanctuaries, and refuges, as well as education in outdoor traditions. Backers of a proposed 500-mile hiking trail from Seward to Fairbanks are eagerly waiting as the legislature works in special session on the state's budget for the coming year. Included in the budget is $13.2 million earmarked for the first pieces of their project, which would stitch together a series of trails into the Alaska Long Trail, something akin to the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail. The entire project would take years to construct and millions more to complete, but the idea has gained bipartisan political support and is being endorsed by economic development and tourism organizations through the rail belt that say the trail could become a mecca for hikers and adventurers, encouraging them to stay longer in Alaska and to spend money. Former Governor Tony Knowles said that this is a really important step in the vision of an Alaska Long Trail that takes it from an idea to reality. Knowles championed the 11-mile coastal trail in Anchorage that bears his name. He now endorses the Long Trail. As broadly planned, an exact route hasn't been set yet. It would follow a scenic route relatively close to the Parks Highway from Fairbanks to Talkeetna, then swing east through the Alaska Range, south to Hatcher Pass and Chugach State Park, then follow the Iditarod Trail south from Girdwood to Seward. An alternate course could send hikers along a coastal route through the Anchorage Bowl. The money set aside in the budget would go to a variety of projects, some related to the Long Trail directly and others only tangentially. In many cases, it would unlock additional federal funding or money from private investors. One example of both, $800,000 for a new trail that would connect the coastal trail to the Ship Creek Trail at North C Street in Anchorage without the need to walk along West 2nd Avenue. That project will cost about $8 million. Most of the money would come from the federal government. Some of the biggest problem are bridges, which can be more expensive per mile than ordinary trails. The earmark in this year's budget funds one of the longest along the route, a pedestrian bridge over the Nenana River outside Denali National Park and Preserve. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.